A long time ago, in a land far away, there was a tree so large and tall that its branches could touch the sky. This tree was the headquarters of 10 crows, whose job was to lift a sun into the sky every morning. Each crow had its own sun to look after, and each would take turn to lift its sun. The sun is important for Earth because it helps plants and rice to grow. But oh dear, the crows got all mixed up, and for some strange reason, all 10 of them lifted their suns on the same day. This made the Earth super hot. It dried up the lakes, the rivers, and turned the luscious forest into brittle brown twigs. The animals and humans were thirsty, and the more they sweated under the heat, the thirstier they became. The heavenly Jade Emperor commanded the crows to bring down their suns, but the crows started arguing instead. Each of them said it was their turn to have their sun up and refused to bring theirs down. Fed up with their bickering and angered by their unwillingness to listen to his command, the emperor asked his best archer, Ho Yi, to shoot down the crows. Ho Yi and his wife Chang'e descended into earth and went to the great big tree. He took his bow and arrow and shot down the crows, one by one. He decided to leave one alive since earth still needed one sun to survive. The emperor was upset with Ho Yi. First, the crows didn't listen to his instructions, and now Ho Yi too didn't obey him fully.
Since you love Earth so much that you would disobey my command, you and your wife shall remain on Earth forever.
The emperor took away Ho Yi's immortality and he became a normal man like everyone else on Earth. His wife Chang'e too became a normal woman. Ho Yi enjoyed his time on Earth and he taught the man how to use the bow and arrow for hunting. But he felt very sorry to Chang'e, who missed heaven very much. The crow, who was grateful to Ho Yi for not shooting him down, told Ho Yi a secret.
If you cross the Great South China Sea, you will find an island where the Queen of the West lives. She has an elixir for immortality.
Ho Yi made his way to the island and begged for the elixir. The queen was touched by Ho Yi's love for his wife and gave him the elixir, but it was only for one person. Ho Yi was torn. If he gives it to Chang'e, she can return to heaven, but he will be all alone on earth. What should he do? He couldn't figure this out, so he decided to think about it later. He hid the elixir in the kitchen drawer. Chang'e was preparing dinner one day and was looking around the kitchen for a small knife. She opened a drawer and found the elixir. She was very curious. She opened the tiny bottle, sniffed it. Tempted by the sweet scent, she took a swig. Just as she was drinking it, Ho Yi stepped into the kitchen and shouted, No! Out of shock, she dropped the bottle and the rest of the elixir spilled on the ground and evaporated into thin air. Chang'e felt strange. She began to feel lighter and lighter. She was floating. Feeling very scared, she cried and reached out to Ho Yi, but she was already floating too high up in the evening sky. As she only drank half the elixir, she could not float up to heaven. She was only able to reach the moon. Since that night, Chang'e had lived a lonely life on the moon. Ho Yi missed his beloved wife very much, so every year he would bake a sweet cake in the shape of a full moon and eat it while looking up at her, remembering all the beautiful times they shared together as husband and wife. People on Earth join Ho Yi, and every year they too will bake mooncakes and watch the moon with him. If you look up at the moon next time it's full, you might be able to spot her shadow. The end.